Hey, everybody. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. I have learned so much from the 1,000 book challenge. If you've been following us at all on Facebook, you'll see that I decided to set a goal with my kids. And I want to share with you kind of what happened through this transformation. Let's cue the theme song. Let's go.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. So in September of 2021, my first grader started coming home with some reading log book papers. And on these papers, it had the date, it had the title, it had who read it. And so we just started turning these in. And there was a weekend where we did like five or six papers. We just read a ton, and I realized, I started thinking about myself as a fifth grader being assigned to a first grader to help them read, and this first grader was helping me read. So obviously there was some deficit, there was some learning there that wasn't really apparent to anybody but me and now this cute little first grader. So as I've been thinking about that core memory of reading, I feel devastated by those emotions that I felt, and I don't want my kids to feel that way. And so I figured, what power or control do I have? I can read to them. So we started, and then I don't even know where I was influenced, but I decided we were going to read 1,000 books, and we have done that, and everyone in our family has participated. And on like book 980, you guys, my preschooler, who is five, read his first book. I credit his preschool with a lot of help as well. The really cool thing about reading that many books is all of the authors that we discovered. And there's still so many that we haven't discovered. Things that stuck out to me was you can judge a book by its cover, but the success rate of that is not 100%. So there were a lot of books that I was like, as a fine art graduate, really interested in, that didn't have the same message for children. The best of all the worlds. I would prefer an amazing illustration with a great storyline, right? But that doesn't always happen. That perfect marriage doesn't always happen. But it's good to have those experiences. So as we were reading, we were finding new authors that we loved. And then I would go and reserve those books online so we could read everything by that author. There were a couple times where I liked the message and the illustration so much that I just went on Amazon and purchased the book for our permanent library. So the really interesting thing about this pursuit is that 1,000 books is a lot. And anytime that you have a big goal, it can be very easy to go through the motions of the goal without the intent. And there were experiences that we had that we read the book to read the book. And when we talk about like my why of having better comprehension for my children, in those regards, it would have been better if I slowed down, talked about the book more. So as we are going throughout these books and this challenge, we are stopping and saying like, oh, I really like this, or this one was really important to me. And then other times we're just reading to get done, you know, and I think all those things are okay. I think sometimes in life when we have a goal, we go through the motion and we're less intentful. I think that that's okay to take a break from the mind grind of achieving a goal, especially when it's hard. I think we need mindless activities around us to give our brain a break. I was watching like a scientist talk about when we're awake, we are damaging our brain damage in certain degrees. And it's actually sleep that is restorative to our health. And I thought that was really interesting. So different levels of stimulation throughout the day are important for us to learn and grow, but also like to check out and not do a lot is also important. So, you know, we had books we picked out that didn't have any words. We didn't know that until we opened the books. We had board books that were like incredible and every person should read regardless of their age. We found illustrators, and this really opened up a door for us. And what we did is we ended up compiling our own little book that we've published on Amazon under my boy's Amazon shop. I can put a link in the show notes. And so people can do the 1,000 book challenge, and they can have a place where that's dedicated for them to write all those things down that they've read. So I would love to write a blog post on my most favorite children's books. And that's on my bucket list because we read so many and there's a ton I wouldn't recommend. There's even propaganda in the children's section. And you can pick up on those. And I wonder, like, maybe that's a separate episode of the tips and tricks to avoid propaganda, because, you know, you're reading a book and all of a sudden there's a word for an adult and it's not for a child, and you realize, okay, this is like politically charged. So really interesting experience that we're having. So I'm kind of thinking for our next 1,000, we might do it in a different language, just to help my children, and we'll go slower and do more comprehension. And it's been really fun. I'm really glad that we did it, and I don't know that it needs to be 1,000 books next time, but if you're looking for something fun, I think this is a great goal for any parent or anybody that's reading to children, no matter their age. So that's kind of a recap. It was just a couple days ago that we hit 1,000 books. I haven't posted it online yet. You guys are the first ones to hear it. So anyways, give us a shout out on social media. We'd love to hear from you. All right, you guys, love you. Peace out.